What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Where the lotto, or the Powerball, is up to 100 million, and they've got a very funny ad on at the moment, which I've just showed at Newsman Lee Jollo, of former Triple M staff member Bodge, who's now up the hallway on our sister station, Hit FM. Mm. It looks exactly like him, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
It's an absolute classic. Now, Jamie, the technician's in here. Have you seen it? Come around here.
Yeah.
It's him, isn't it? It's got to be
in terms of facial expressions and dance moves and everything. It's just Bodge.
Yeah. Now, can I get the claws out here? That bloke's a bit thinner.
Oh.
That'll get back to him.
Oh, he's not going to like that.
All right, Lee, what are the papers saying today?
Yes, on a slightly more serious note, in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, lauded charity rocked by fraud, the headline there. A not-for-profit founded by a former prison inmate has opened its financial books to police after more than $200,000 was allegedly embezzled from its accounts. As well as that, Host Plus Chief Return Serve, the head of one of the country's largest industry superannuation funds, Host Plus, Chief Executive David Elia, has been forced to defend spending members' money on entertaining employers at the Australian Open, as well as splurging on a lavish dinner for staff at Melbourne's Flower Drum restaurant. That's in the Banking Royal Commission yesterday. And as well as that, murder charges after alleged samurai sword killing in the street. Hannah Quinn, never previously been in jail, but last night she faced murder charges over the death of Sydney hip-hop artist Jet McKee in Forest Lodge. And the Daily Telegraph also has a similar story on that. Actor and barista star in True Crime, an aspiring actor and his barista girlfriend have been charged with the murder of a part-time rapper who was allegedly hacked to death with a sword in the street in daylight after a bizarre home invasion attempt. And Troll of Duty Defence spends tens of thousands on vile pro-gamers to help recruit teenagers. Defence has been wasting thousands of taxpayer dollars hiring professional video gamers to publish pro-army posts in a bid to help recruit teens. And last of all, PM made to Labor the energy point. The fate of Malcolm Turnbull's signature energy policy now rests in the hands of Labor leader Bill Shorten.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you. A little less controversial, your lead story today.
Yeah. Well, I am running with, indeed, detectives from the State Crimes Robbery and Serious Crime Squad investigating possibly linking two armed robberies in the region. On the evening of Sunday, May 27, a licensed premises in Wauchope, as we know, was attacked while employees were closing up. Yeah. The three males alleged to be at the centre of the assaults and subsequent thefts are yet to be identified, but police are now appealing. They've launched that appeal for anyone who might know something about the offenders to come forward. The robbery is possibly linked to an incident that came south on Buckets Way at Cranback, where a service centre was hit.
Okay, good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Plus all the sport. We've got grand final in the Hastings League at the weekend. Lots to talk about. Lee hurtling down the hallway in about 6 minutes' time from now. Thank you, Lee.
Cheers.